Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thank you for joining us. In case you don't have it programmed into your phone yet, the number is 877-310. What's the last four digits, Shanti?
What did you say? 877-310-2100.
2100. That's the part I forgot. 877-310-2100. I've only been saying it for 5 years, but you know, every once in a while, even I have a mental lapse. You know what I mean? It can happen.
We tattooed it across your forehead, but we use black ink.
Yeah, and I can't see my forehead. So you made a mistake, okay?
You did it all wrong.
You did it all wrong. Mm. Black ink on my forehead, even if I could look in the mirror, I still couldn't read it. But we call it rapid fire.
So many listeners to talk to, so little time. How does Herman cover so many topics with so many people? It's rapid fire every day with Herman Cain.
Hello, Mike from Orlando. Welcome. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Mr. Cain.
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's an honor to speak with you, sir. The gentleman
Thank
that
you.
Should have been our first black American president.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Cain, I have one thing I'd like to run past you real quick.
All right.
You were speaking about the black unemployment rate dropping in the United States of America.
Yes.
At the moment, especially where I work at now, we are operating under a diversity an Obama-era diversity certification.
Right.
And I can see where that has taken some hold and some effect as far as dropping the black unemployment rate.
Okay.
Could I get your thoughts on this, please, sir?
I don't know how many places have had to go through that certification. I know that in government employment positions, maybe they had to do that. I also know that in some instances where they have had to try and justify that, the reports are bogus. My main point is this. If you want a job, there are jobs out there. Go get one. And if you have a job, keep it. For the unemployment rate to drop as much as it did since 2014, from over 10% to 6.9%, that's not just a certification. So I happen to believe that whereas that might be well and good, I don't know what those rules and regulations are. The main point is with a national unemployment rate of about 4.1%, black unemployment rate down to its lowest level in 4 to 5 years, it has more to do with the job market needing workers and workers wanting to work. So that's my perspective on what it is that we're looking at. And by the way, I mentioned that and give those stats because I know that the black voices, the liberal media, they're not going to highlight that because it might smack at giving Donald Trump credit for something. He didn't personally lower the unemployment rate, but if you have a positive tone from the top and if you create a business environment that is conducive to businesses growing, guess what? They're going to be looking for workers. And they're not going to be looking for workers based upon the color of their skin. They're going to be looking for workers based upon their ability to work. Rick, welcome, Rick. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Hey, Herman, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Real quick, I was wondering, do you think Oprah Winfrey's going to run? And if you do, how dangerous do you think she is for winning?
First of all, I don't think she's going to run. Secondly,
okay.
I don't think she can win, and here's why. She's very popular, but, you know, she has not demonstrated great leadership skills. She might get all of the Hillary voters, and she might get all of the liberal voters that voted for Hillary. But I doubt if she's going to attract Trump voters. So that's why I don't believe that she can win. The thing that I'm noticing is the Democrats are continuing with this narrative of, you know, be against anything Trump. You know, they didn't allow any Democrats to vote for the tax bill that's going to let you keep more of your money because it might look like they were supporting something that Donald Trump helped to make happened with his leadership. I don't see people jumping off of the Trump train and jumping onto the Oprah Winfrey train or the Democrat train. So I think that it is just media hyperbole at this point, but I don't think there's anything serious about it. Thanks for the call. 877-310-2100. Joy from Atlanta, welcome. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'm concerned that the Democrats are using write-in votes to make sure they win elections, because in all the primaries, I've noticed that the Republican or independents are always leading, and all of a sudden, the Democrats come up with these write-in votes that are just enough to put them over the top. What can be done? Because I've heard rumors of them even having dead people voting. I really think that there needs to be some controls on these write-in votes.
The president recently disbanded his voter fraud commission. I don't know all of the details, but one of the reasons that he disbanded that commission was because some of the states wouldn't give the commission the information that they wanted or needed in order to determine if there was voter fraud. Secondly, some states and some secretaries of state, they know that there's probably some fraud going on, and they don't want the federal government to know about it. The thing that you can do is make sure that you challenge the Secretary of State for whatever state you live in, period. They're the ones who are supposed to be the keeper of integrity for voting. I went to an event the other night for Josh McCune, who's running for Secretary of State here in Georgia, as an example. His motto is real simple. He wants Georgia to be the fastest state to get a job and the slowest state where you can commit voter fraud. So there are a lot of things that the Secretary of State can do in order to ensure the integrity of our voting process. So whatever state you live in, I would suggest that you contact the Secretary of State's office and ask what steps are they taking to ensure the integrity of our voting process. That's what you can do. Does some of that fraud stuff take place? Yes, it does. But you can let them know that you're watching. That's what you can do. David, you've got a minute on rapid fire. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I have a question about the fair tax.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of it, and I do see that it would cause the economy to just explode. But would people still be required to report income at all?
No. If we had the fair tax, there would be no reason to report income, which is why so many politicians fight against the fair tax. They want to know how much money you make. The fair tax, as you know, would be a national sales tax. And so it would be collected at the cash register of every retail outlet in this country. And when people say, oh, that's going to be an arduous job. No, 46 states already have a sales tax. You add one more line to the sales receipt, and you get the fair tax. You get the national sales tax. So, no, you wouldn't have to report income. That would be no need to, because instead of your taxes being income-based, which is what they are now, they would become sales-based, your spending. Your spending would determine how much tax you pay at the register. Now, with all of that being said, I know a lot of people support the fair tax. I support the fair tax, but we don't have a Congress and an administration that has wanted to embrace the fair tax. Could this president have tried to pass the fair tax? He could have. Is it possible that he might come back later and try to propose a fair tax? It's possible. But I know from running for president myself that it's a simple idea and a simple approach. But the political attacks and the political winds against it are so great that even this president, I believe, decided he wasn't going to go that route right now. When I ran, I came up with my 999 plan. People say, well, why did you come up with the 999 plan? A couple of reasons. Fair tax people don't want to compromise with flat tax people. So one of the nines is a national sales tax. One of the nines is a flat income tax. The other nine is a corporate tax. It's try to make everybody have a little piece of the pie. My next step after that, once people got used to 999, would have been, let's try to get the fair tax. But it requires a massive educational process in order to get people to understand it, embrace it, and then put pressure on their members of Congress in order to make it a reality. But no, it would no longer be income-based. Tony from Orlando, welcome. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Oh, shucky-ducky there, Mr. Kane.
Shucky-ducky to you, too.
Hey, listen, it's something I'm looking forward to. It's going to be the president's first State of the Union address.
Right.
I don't think Democrats or the mainstream media are going to be able to say a doggone thing now. All his accomplishments will come out on the TV for everybody to see, and they won't be able to say a thing.
I agree. I mean, he has an impressive list of accomplishments. They like to talk about campaign promises that he made that he hasn't achieved yet. Well, there's a reason for that. He is fighting uphill against the odds on everything that he's trying to do. Look at the latest immigration thing. He keeps saying, give me the wall and give me a plan for DACA, and I'll consider it. No, the Democrats don't want to give in on giving them the wall, like he said, and they want to get something for nothing in return, something for nothing. They don't want to give the president some of the things that he wants. They only want to get the things that they want. But you're absolutely right. But I agree with you. That State of the Union address is going to be power-packed with positive results, and it's going to drive the Democrats and the liberal media crazy. Why? They don't like results. They don't like to focus on results. They would rather focus on speculations and theories and all of this other stuff that has nothing to do with the success of this nation. Thank you for the call. 877-310-2100. You are listening to The Herman Cain Show.
Herman Cain
always gives me insights to what I don't already think about or know.
Solutions for a better America.